Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. The day after the election, we don't really know who's going to be president.
And that's okay.
Right? How was your night last night, Chad?
Well, it was good. You know, I was a little tired because I was up early yesterday morning, too. And I was watching election coverage, and I thought, you know, I don't think we're going to know tonight. I'm going to bed. So I did.
I did the exact same thing.
I even woke up in the middle of the night, and I thought I should check my phone. And I was like, no, because then I'm going to think about it if I know the winner. So I'm just going back to sleep.
Honestly, that was probably a solid choice. I did the exact same thing. I tried to stay awake. I had it on early and then turned it off. Full disclosure, totally put on a Hallmark Christmas movie. And then was getting ready for bed. And I was like, oh, I'm going to check it again. And stuff was all over the place. So I thought, I'll go to sleep. I also woke up in the middle of the night. I was like, should I check my phone? Should I not check my phone? I did, though. That was at like 3:30-ish.
And you got the same results I did whenever I checked when I got up this morning.
Yeah. And kind of, I guess, you know, President Trump is saying vote counting should be done. Regardless of who wins, no, we count all the votes. That's yep. How this works. And this happens every election. There are always votes counted after the election because we have, for example, military personnel serving overseas and they mail in their ballots. That's a normal thing, right?
It is. And if you'll remember, we don't always know on election night.
No, we don't.
2000, we didn't know till December.
That is correct. And that was the very first election I voted in. I turned 18, and that was for Bush and Gore. And I remember it was all about the hanging chads in Florida, and we did not know for quite some time. It actually was almost exactly a month before inauguration that we found out.
Yep. And I would suspect we'll know by the end of the week.
I think so. Mm-hmm.
Be patient. I just looked on Facebook, and a friend of mine who lives in Minnesota said on Facebook, I didn't know that I had so many friends in Pennsylvania, because all the eyes of the nation are on our state right now.
Yes, indeed they are. However, the cookie crumbles, so to speak. I just want to put out there that we just need to count all the votes. Everybody gets an opportunity to have their voice heard, so however long it takes, kudos to all of the poll workers for doing their patriotic duty. Let's get those votes counted.
Speaking of those poll workers and the fact that it's National Candy Day, I have on the television in the background this morning, just watching the little things at the bottom with all the results, and they were taking, on one of our local TV stations, they were taking some feedback from voters and asking if anybody got freebies yesterday. Of course, lots of people got the stickers.
Yep.
But somebody posted, I didn't get freebies, but I took candy to the poll workers because they were going to have a long day yesterday.
Oh, how nice. That's wonderful. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Tom, of course, taking a few days off. I get to hang out in the studio. And Chad Hershberger is hanging out in his basement.
I am. I don't know if I've spent this much time in my basement lately.
Hey, that's a good thing, though. I'm happy to have you here with me. Always nice to have someone to chit-chat with. Doing the show alone it's okay, but it's not nearly as fun as having a buddy.
Yep, I agree.
So today's National Candy Day. And we love candy on this show. Candy, Oreos, wine and beer. We talk about certain things a lot on this radio program that we do, Tom and I. But on National Candy Day, I feel like it's almost so fast after Halloween that it's meant to sort of encourage people just to get rid of the Halloween candy so we can move on to Christmas.
Yeah, because there will be pumpkin pies to eat later this month. There will be all kinds of things for Christmas then. So well, get rid of the Halloween candy.
Right, and you don't want like the pumpkin-shaped Reese's peanut butter cup hanging out in the candy dish alongside of the Christmas tree-shaped Reese's peanut butter cup.
That's true. That would be very confusing.
So National Candy Day kind of got me thinking. When I was little, my pop-up had a small butcher shop, a small grocery store in Mount Carmel. And he always had penny candy, 5 cent candy, and lots of different stuff for sale in there. And it got me thinking about the nostalgic candy that you kind of can't find anymore.
I am having trouble thinking of anything that I miss.
Really? So one thing that I miss, and this was totally, you shouldn't do it. It's not a thing. Do you remember those, they're like the candy cigarettes? Do you remember those?
Oh, yeah. I had those as a kid.
I loved the weird powdery, like sugary flavor of those. The closest thing I found is like the white stick that goes along with a Fun Dip.
Yeah.
But my pop-up had that. He had Bitto Honey, lots of different taffies and bubble gum. He had Chico Sticks, bottle caps, Necco wafers, O. Henry bars, all this stuff that if you walk into a regular grocery store, you don't see anymore.
When you said Necco wafers, I remember them, and it made me think of the Pez dispensers.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the Necco wafers that were the sandwiched together kind that had like the little beads on the inside? And if you shook them, they like made a noise.
Oh, no, I don't remember.
Oh, my gosh. Those were fantastic, too. I had access to a lot of candy as a kid. My mom hated it, but my papa was always like, honey, you're my granddaughter. You can take what you want. So anyway, I was very spoiled. I thought since today is National Candy Day, maybe we would post on up on the 94KX Facebook page and ask our listeners what their favorite nostalgic candy is and if they can still buy it. Because I kind of want to source an O. Henry bar. I haven't had one in forever. I don't even know. Are they still around?
Google it online and see.
I mean, I'm sure you can.
And I bet you might.
Buy it online.
You could probably find a place to buy it.
That's true. I kind of thought maybe there's a hidden gem of a farmer's market, mom and pop shop floating out there in the Susquehanna Valley that has old fashioned candy, and I'm just unaware of it. So.
And if we find out, you'll be there later today.
Probably. Yeah, exactly. I think I ran out of my gummy bears that may or may not have been soaked in vodka last night watching the election coverage. So, you know, I need to replenish my sugar stash, so to speak. Either way, I think we're going to post it on up. What do you think, Chad?
I think so.
All right. So we'll post.
That's a great idea.
We'll post it on.
I paused because I thought I lost you.
So did I. Actually, I was like, where did he go? It's hard. There is a delay.
This equipment is great, but every once in a while, it makes a little noise that sounds like it's disconnecting you, but it's really not. And it's very disconcerting.
Well, luckily we have time. News, sports, and AccuWeather are coming up next. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX, of course, coming off of election night. Mark Lawrence, I am surprised to see you standing. How are you doing, friend?
Oh, I'm okay. A little caffeinated, but...
Yeah. How many cups of coffee in?
Just one so far, but, that's the initial jolt.
Okay.
I put two Keurig pods in at the same time, jammed them into the little opening there, so that seems to work. It's like a double.
Okay. All right.
We're here. Got a couple hours sleep, so that was good.
Chad Hershberger, of course, is joining us from his basement.
Hey, buddy.
Good morning, Mark.
We talked earlier a little bit about how both of us, Chad and myself, knowing we each had to wake up pretty early. Now, how much sleep did you get last night?
2 hours, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I went to bed like 1:20. I fell asleep about 1:20, and then... 3:20, the cycle starts over again.
Oh, my gosh. Insane. So no news on who our president will be or remain?
No. We'll start in Pennsylvania. 1.7 million votes still uncounted.
Okay.
If you look at Pennsylvania's total, you'll see that Joe Biden is behind by about 600,000 votes. But 1.7 still to be counted. Many of those in Philadelphia, a couple hundred thousand in Philadelphia, which is typically Democrats. So it's certainly in Pennsylvania is going to get closer.
Very close.
Before it's over. overcome that kind of a lead for President Trump. That's a tall order at this point, I would say. But Joe Biden still leading the Electoral College votes, but we still don't have Pennsylvania in. We're still waiting for some other battleground states.
I think, Pennsylvania, Michigan, now Arizona was counted.
Wisconsin?
I just looked at the map. I did. I just looked at the map as well. I think it is Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. I think there's three left. Yes, I could be very wrong.
The number is three.
Yes.
And
Michigan
is one of them.
I don't know. I just want to reiterate, though, that we need to count all of the votes.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, the president's encouraging us not to count all of the votes, but that's not how things work.
Nope.
And so we'll see. But I will say this about the president. I know he would like to stop the counting now. He really is right where he needs to be to win re-election. I mean,
sure.
With this close, he's got some key battleground states. The odd that he'll sweep all three of these key swing states doesn't seem realistic. Lawrence is completely worth his view. It's not an insurmountable lead, but I think he'll tighten it up in Pennsylvania. But I just don't see him falling behind in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Again, Lawrence is...
Sure. Worth. Your opinion. And typically, we don't talk politics, Tom and I, normally on this show, but it's such a big deal, and it's been such a weird election year. This is a weird year. It's a weird election. So unprecedented numbers, I think, at the polls, but then also voting by mail, that it's going to make everything interesting.
Well, one of my observations at the beginning of the pandemic was, we're going to see who everyone really is, how they really behave, what they'll really do, what they really say, how they'll handle this. No one expected it, but we learned that about the election too. Certainly through social media, you found out how your neighbors really feel and how your relatives, how strongly they feel about their candidates.
Yeah, I don't know. Some eye-opening moments for sure.
Well, what they're willing to say about the other side.
Yes. Yes. As my mother and mother-in-law both would say, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Facebook would crumble.
I know it would. It would. Maybe it should. The day after the election... I think we all could use a little heaven on earth. Either way, hanging out with me on the line is Chad Hirschberger. How's it going, Chad?
Good morning.
Good morning. Now,
it's going great.
You sent me a picture that just made me smile, and then you sent me a video. Do you have an associate producer with you today?
I do, and she works real cheap.
What are we working for today?
As long as I keep her fed, she's fine.
Okay.
My daughter Claire's with me again, and she said she knows all the lines. She can do the Blaze Alexander Ford thing. She even can do Steve Jones's lines on Hyundai.
Really? Now, is Claire prepared to put that to the test?
Are you prepared to put that to the test?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, because, I mean, coming up here after 7 o'clock, of course, we have news, sports, AccuWeather, but then... I mean, there is that moment where we get to say, you know, not who has Hyundai, Sunbury Motors, but well worth that drive to Route 45. She can do that. Claire, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to make it happen. What do you think, Chad?
I think that would be just wonderful. It's funny. When she was really little, I would take her to the radio station. And she would sit and put the headphones on, and she liked to talk into the microphone. And she used to do Claire's News talking into the microphone. So, you know, she's the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, right?
Wonderful. That's perfect. Well, we're going to hear from Claire then, coming up after 7. Mark, of course, will have the news. Rob will have the sports. Steve will have the weather. Chad and I will be hanging out. Chat in for Tom, of course. And we'll chit-chat about a little... different Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. There will be one, though. I was worried that there wasn't going to be one. Tom and Lur in the morning, 94KX on a Wednesday. Day after the election, we won't know the presidential results for probably another few days. So instead, and I don't know if you agree with me, Chad Hirschberger, of course, on the other side in his basement, filling in for Tom while Tom takes a few days off. I've decided we should move on past the election to Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Wonderful. I knew you would agree.
I'm okay with that.
So earlier in the year, I know lots of things. This has been a weird 2020. and tons of things have been canceled, to include New Year's Eve festivities in New York City. They're going to look different this year. No crowds, all that kind of stuff. But the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, originally they were like, ooh, we don't know how we're going to do it. We're not sure. But I found an article this morning that even with the big changes, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is going to happen.
Yeah, I saw that too. And I don't know if you saw, but all the balloons have to wear gloves and use hand sanitizer.
Yes. Which, so the parade usually draws anywhere from 3 million to 3.5 million people to New York City. And they line up along the 2.5 mile route that the balloons and other performers take. This year, the biggest change is there will not be any crowds. But
it's going to be tough, I think, especially for the people that live in New York.
I wonder, I don't know how they're going to police that, because if you're a New York resident, I mean, couldn't you just go and stand out on your sidewalk if you live along the parade route?
You would think, but I'm sure they will have a lot of police presence and try to curtail that.
Yeah, I guess that's really the only big difference, which I'm happy about. Have you ever been to the parade?
I have not. It's kind of like a sporting event for me. I'd rather sit in my living room and be able to go to the bathroom when I want to.
That is a question that I have. So if you kind of don't reserve one of the incredibly expensive hotel packages along the route, for example, that they have out there, what do you do? That was always my question, too, about New Year's Eve in Times Square. What do you do if you
exactly
want a good spot?
And there is a lot of people there and not many facilities, if you know what I mean.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So I was in New York City during the blackout. Do you remember when that happened?
Vaguely. When you said that, I thought of a Friends episode.
I'm trying to think. 2000, and our exchange student, Mattia, was here from Italy. And I don't know if my mom's up. I'm forgetting the year. It was early 2000s. New York City had an epic grid failure. And I will never forget this moment. It was crazy. We actually ended up getting locked out of our hotel because the hotel then had a backup generator failure. So we ended up on Times Square overnight. If my experience during the New York City blackout is any indication, or even half of what you would experience during a New Year's Eve moment on Times Square, I have zero desire to go and stand in the cold in New York City with hundreds of thousands of other people kind of screaming, because that's what happened during the blackout. Anyway,
the good news about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is I know that you were thinking about doing Christmas decorating early this year.
I am.
But for me, when Santa Claus comes in on that float, then it's the start of the Christmas season.
It really is.
And if they don't do the parade, if they hadn't decided not to, then it would feel like we just didn't kick off the Christmas season correctly.
Well, okay, so this article in USA Today, the executive producer of the parade says, and I quote, "Viewers will still see the balloons. They're still going to see the floats. They will still see Santa coming in on his sleigh, Broadway, all of the elements that you're used to seeing. It is going to happen. It is still going to be the parade that you know and love."
Will we still get to see the bad lip syncing?
Yes, that is in the article as well. And some social distancing, some masking, things like that. No one under the age of 18 will be participating in the parade this year. So I guess that means the previous selected high school and college marching bands have been moved to next year. But this year, instead, they're going to feature locally based professional musical ensembles. I think that's a great substitute.
Yeah, I wondered if they considered having the band submit videos that they could play.
Oh, I think we need to call NBC.
Yeah, because that would be neat. It would give the kids, because if you're a senior in high school and you were going to go to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade,
right?
Next year, you're not going to be in high school.
Ugh. Well, at least there's going to be a parade. So there's that.
It's been a bad year. We can all agree on that, I think.
I think we could all use a little bit of the happiness and joy that is, in at least my personal opinion, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. I don't know why, but I really, really like that song. I was singing along by myself in the studio. Chad Hershberger is in for Tom, hanging out with me this week while Tom takes a few well-deserved days off. All right, Chad, let's hear it. Dad joke of the day.
Before I do that, I have to tell you that my kids, when they heard that song, because now both kids are up.
Oh, yeah.
They said, that sounds like a song from the Brady Bunch.
What? No.
Because we're big Brady Bunch fans. We like to watch the Brady Bunch.
I mean, I love the Brady Bunch, but that's from the, what, late 90s, early 2000s, Smash Mouth?
Yeah, but didn't the Monkees do it originally?
Yes.
And Davy Jones was in the Monkees, mm-hmm. and Davy Jones was on the Brady Bunch.
Indeed he was. Marsha was a super fan, as was Jan.
And, you know, there was also an episode where they did the Seven Dwarfs, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs in their backyard. You remember that one?
I do.
Well, that is a great segue into my dad joke of the day.
All right. Lay it on
me. This is the joke that is for today, November 4th. And with all the numbers you've heard about with elections, with all the statistics we've heard, all the data, I think it's very appropriate. Here we go. Statistically speaking, 6 out of 7 dwarfs aren't happy. I like that one.
Oh, that one's super cute. I feel like this should be a thing every day. We just need to give you a call, Tom and I, and be like, Chad, what's the dad joke of the day?
Yeah, we could do that.
That's so perfect. All right, do you have one more? I kind of need one more.
Well, let me see here. Did I tell you the one about fishing yesterday?
No, I don't believe so.
Oh, this is a good one. Actually, I have two. These were from last week, but I'd really like this one. One was Halloween themed. Mm-hmm. Why did the witches have to call a plumber?
I don't know why.
Double, double, toilet trouble. And then the other one I liked was the best way to watch a fishing tournament. You know what that is?
I do not.
Live stream.
Oh, my gosh. And on that note, let's check on the 94KX Nostalgic Candy poll on Facebook.
Yeah, let's do that.
Actually,
how are we doing?
A lot of people are commenting, so thank you so much for participating this morning. Some candies that I've heard of and some that I haven't heard of before. And then people are actually suggesting, Chad, like I asked them to, where you can find them, which is fantastic. Yeah. Kelly heard me talking about O. Henry bars.
Yeah.
And said that you can still find them at times at Biter's in Danville. I've never heard of this one, and it's kind of a Halloween-y sort of candy. Kathy says Mr. Bronze It, or Mr. Bronze.
I think that's Bones.
Okay, Mr. Bones. So,
Mr. Bones.
Oh, okay, so Mr. Bones. Oh, yeah, so she said it was a plastic coffin with skeleton parts inside that were candy.
Here's one that I forgot about, too. Zagnuts.
Oh, my gosh, Zagnuts. I forgot about that. Now, I've never heard of this one. Suzanne commented a PB Max candy bar. Do you remember?
I have not heard of those either.
I don't know that one either. My pop-up had these in his store, and they were amazing. Lifesavers, Cream Savers. Do you remember those?
I don't know that I had those, but when I see Lifesavers, I think of Wintergreen Lifesavers. You know the trick with them,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're both camping kind of people.
Indeed we are.
Get some Wintergreen Lifesavers, people.
Yep.
Go outside, or you can do it in the house, but do it in the dark, and you have to bite on them, and you can see them light up in your mouth.
I know. It's unbelievable. It really is a thing. A lot of other people commenting their favorite candies, which is awesome, but then Chris chimed in that Angie's store in Trevorton, so that's out my way, Cole Region way, still sells old candy that's hard to find. So I appreciate, thank you so much for participating. If you have a nostalgic candy that you are looking, go ahead and comment on the 94KX Facebook page and tell us where you can find it if you still can. I'm sure some of these could still be purchased on the internet, like you said earlier, Chad, but I bet some of them aren't made anymore.
Yeah, it's sad when they take away things that are good. That happens with TV. I find a good show and then they cancel it.
So
the same way thing with candy.
I was hanging out with my mom over the weekend, and speaking of old things, old TV, she had on a TV show in the background, and it was an episode just starting, and I started whistling the tune And I was like, what TV show is this? How do I know this theme song? Because I was like, like, right? And like, it went on and it was Hogan's Heroes.
Oh.
Right? And my mom goes, because you were little and you grew up watching this. You might not remember every episode, but you know the theme song. I was like, oh my goodness. Anyway.
I mentioned the Brady Bunch. We're big fans of MeTV in my family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Gilligan's Island, Laverne and Shirley, Happy Days.
They're great. All those good shows. Great shows. Awesome shows. Well, we will check in with the candy one more time after 8 o'clock. Also, we have the Wise Market Dietitians on the way. We'll be chit-chatting all things Healthy Bites coming up around 8:15.
They're not going to be talking about candy. I'm going to guarantee you that.
Do you know, though, I'm going to ask them what their favorite nostalgic candy is, because Beth and Catherine always preach moderation. So I bet they eat candy every once in a while. Either way, news, sports, and AccuWeather is coming up next. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Guns N' Roses to pump you up on this Wednesday morning. Of course, it is a Wednesday at the Wash. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Also, we'll check in with the Wise Markets Dietitians. Beth Stark will be on the line with us in just a little bit. But first, we go to the joke-telling Jad. That is Chad Hershberger, broadcasting from his basement.
Yeah, you know, they call them dad jokes. Maybe they should call them Chad jokes.
Oh, I see what you did there.
I have a guest joke teller.
Oh, and who is this guest?
I was telling my jokes a while ago. I had somebody that said, hey, I have a good joke that I never told on the radio. And that's my son, Aaron, who's here in the broadcast facilities on Buggy Lane. And he has a Halloween joke that he would like to tell everybody. You ready to tell it?
What was the pumpkin's full name?
I don't know. What was the pumpkin's full name?
Jack-O-Lantern.
There you have it.
Simple.
Again, the apple does not fall far from the tree.
Simple, effective. Good job, Aaron. Ah,
well,
I say
the pumpkin does not fall far from the
tree. No, jeez, Louise. All right. We're going to
take the vine.
It's time to take a break now. We're going to take a break. Maybe one more dad joke coming up. Also, Wise Markets ladies, stay tuned. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. In the morning, 94KX. Of course, the first Wednesday of every month, we invite some of our favorite women into the studio. Now, with COVID-19 and all happening, they're not in the studio with us, but calling in on the Ford Fun Line, the Wise Markets Dietitians. And this month, we are chatting with Beth Stark. Good morning, Beth. How are you?
Good morning, Laura. You know, it's funny. I was thinking this morning how much I miss those Murphy snuggles that we used to enjoy when in studio.
I know, especially your partner in crime, Catherine. I mean,
yes.
She would just rile his fluffy little butt up and then be like, okay, bye.
She sure would.
No, we do miss having people come into the studio. It has just been a very, very weird year.
To say the least. But yeah, we're excited to still like chime in with you guys once a month. And this month, we're announcing our new November-December Healthy Bites magazine and just some different holiday recipe ideas and education for Diabetes Month.
Okay, so that being said, first, I can't believe that it's already November, 2 months left in this crazy year that has been 2020. And even though the holidays might look a little different this year, that doesn't mean that we can't kind of go all out when it comes to food. Because food, you can cook at home, you can stay at home, you can make at home, and your new magazine has some fantastic recipes.
Yeah, that's for sure. So, you know, we really kind of dive into some different, you know, holiday-related recipes. We also have a section where the dietitians share their favorite tips for, quote, healthifying some comfort foods. We know most folks Ooh. Are making a lot more comfort food now. Mm-hmm. So simple things like, you know, maybe using whole wheat pasta in your mac and cheese and, you know, lower-fat milk versus regular, you know, noodles and, you know, higher-fat milk. Things like that are just very easy and approachable. And, of course, we do have some different, you know, holiday-focused, like, suggestions. One of my favorites is a build your own like brunch charcuterie board. So using some really fabulous, you know, like smoked salmon, great cheeses,
Yum.
Breads, you know, things that you might use, you know, just a little bit different to shake up brunch, you know, than your traditional brunch offerings.
Now, some of the recipes that I'm looking at in this brand new magazine, which, of course, is available at all Wise Markets locations, but then also there is a digital version. If you're doing the whole grocery pickup thing, you can access that online. But in season now are cranberries and grapefruit. I love those flavors.
Agreed. And, you know, both of those fruits are, you know, high in vitamin C. So we're all thinking about different ways to just, you know, support our immune system. So both of those would be great choices. You know, and cranberries are just, they're not available fresh all year round, of course. So we always recommend buying a bag or, you know, two to use for the holiday season and then maybe buy a bag or two to freeze because they really do freeze so well.
Okay.
All you do is throw that bag right in the freezer and then you can use them all year round. And, you know, one thing too is that cranberries are so useful beyond just traditional cranberry sauce. You know, we have some different recipe ideas in the magazine that are like more on the savory side. Mm-hmm. You can bake with them. We have a cranberry orange muffin recipe that uses fresh cranberries. So definitely get in there. They're in our stores usually through at least the end of December, sometimes into early January.
Awesome. And then you had mentioned earlier, of course, November is Diabetes Awareness Month. And I think it's so important. People automatically think sugar. Okay, you're diabetic.
Yeah.
No sugar. But it's actually a bit more than that. And I think diabetics have to be mindful of their carbs, correct?
That's correct. And yeah, for across the board, you know, we can all benefit from better blood, managing our blood sugar control, and especially for someone with type 1, type 2, or, you know, pre-diabetes. So we have some different recipe ideas, three, in fact, that are 30-minute or less recipes. They're high in fiber, they're high in protein, and lots of vegetables. So they really do help to manage your blood sugar. So there's not, quote, a diabetic diet per se. It's all about eating the right types of nourishing foods, you know, within balance so that you're eating a good mix of the fiber, the protein, and other nutrients just to keep your blood sugar level steady. So some recipes in there. And we have a boatload, if I should say, of diabetes-focused classes that are hosted by our Wise Dietitians, all virtually. So lots of things like store tours, different ways to manage diabetes over the holidays and so forth. So visit the Wise Markets Facebook events page to register for those free classes this month.
Oh, what a great opportunity to learn a little bit while social distancing. So very 2020, we're in a pandemic. But that being said, you mentioned protein, fiber, nutrient-dense foods. I think that is something all of us could probably sort of make note of as we come into cold and flu season. COVID-19 is still a real thing out there. I think if we all just be more mindful of what we're eating, we can boost our immunity with or without being a diabetic.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. And that's one thing about the recipes in the magazine. They're really appropriate for all different types of, you know, lifestyle and or, you know, health conditions, I should say, within reason. You know, maybe not for everyone, but you could always find something in the magazine for you. And if you would have questions, the Wise Dietitians are always available to maybe customize some ideas if you need a little bit more guidance. But yeah, certainly eating well, taking care of yourself, you know, being kind, being supportive of others and, you know, supportive of yourself, all of those things really play into just feeling well this time of year.
We love chatting with you, Beth. Thank you so much. Pick up your brand new Healthy Bites magazine available in Wise Market stores now. Beth, Tom, and I miss you oh so much, and Catherine too. We can't wait until we're back together again in studio.
Likewise, we miss you too. Take care.
Thanks. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Yes.
Not gonna lie, I needed a little NSYNC this morning. I don't know about you, Chad, but I'm a super fan of some boy bands.
Hey, it does get you moving.
Right? Dancing around a little bit.
Hey, have you looked outside lately?
I have not. I am in the windowless studio. That is the 94KX studio in the middle of Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation.
Let's see. What time is it? You can look through the window in the studio and see the sunny skies of Mark Lawrence across from you, right?
I mean, yes, I can. I'm looking into the On the Mark studio, but there are no windows in there.
No, I know, but you have a window. It just doesn't go outside.
Oh, yeah, no, it doesn't go outside.
But I just was looking outside. It is a beautiful sunny day in Central PA.
Yay. So, I mean, maybe folks, especially on a Wednesday, which is a Wednesday at the Wash here on Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX, go wash that dirty car.
My car could use a wash.
Have you ever, now, Ultimate Express, we all at the station, that's where we all wash our cars. Have you ever used the one in Danville?
No, I don't get over to Danville too often.
That's Tom and I's preferred location. It has all of the, like, pretty lights, bells and whistles. But I'm assuming you pretty much go to the Strip.
Yeah.
Three locations for our friends at Ultimate Express Car Wash, Schmokin Dam, Danville, and then up there in Billtown, Williamsport Way. But today, if you text message that keyword, WASH, W-A-S-H, to 49330, you could get yourself hooked up with a $20 gift card to wash your dirty car. Every Wednesday is a Wednesday at the Wash with Tom and Laura in the morning and Chad this morning. I think I'm actually going to go wash my car when I'm done today.
I think you should. Maybe I'll do that too.
I might actually.
My car could use a.
Oh, do you know what? And if my parents' next door neighbor is listening, I'm going to vacuum it out because I promised Nick that I would not let my car get as dirty as it was this summer. So I'm going to go and take care of that right after
the
show.
Blame it on the pandemic.
Okay, that's what I'm going to do.
We blame everything on the pandemic for sure. My car is dirty. Oh, it's because of the pandemic.
It is because of the pandemic. I'm going to go with that. Thanks, Chad. I'm with you. I'm with you. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX, wrapping things up. Thank you so much for participating in our question of the day today. National Candy Day, talking about nostalgic candy. So many awesome comments, Chad, on the 94KX Facebook page.
So what is new? I haven't looked in the last couple minutes.
Okay, so Leanna commented and mentioned Bonkers. I have not heard or thought about Bonkers candy in the longest time, and I loved that as a kid.
Yeah, I remember those. I don't remember what they were, like what made them up.
They were kind of like a chewy candy with stuff on the inside in fruit flavors, and multiple people brought them up on the KX Facebook page, and Bobby commented and said that you can't buy them anymore. So after reading that comment, I Googled and I was unable. I found pictures of them, of course, but I don't think that they're available anymore.
Hmm.
Lots more.
Squirrel Nut Zippers.
Yeah. What? That's a band. The Squirrel Nut Zippers. That's like a 90s like ska swing band. They had one CD that charted, or one album, excuse me, that charted, which I had on CD, and I'm pretty sure that was it.
Let's see. Yeah, they come up as the band. I'm trying to find the candy here.
Mm-mm, I don't know what those are.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Oh, really?
They were made by Necco.
Okay, so Necco wafers, satellite wafers, wax bottles, all that sort of old-time candy.
Oh, Laura, guess what I found?
What?
There's a website called CandyNation.com.
Of course there is. Of course there is. People love
Squirrel Nut Zippers.
Their candy.
The one I found was a vanilla caramel.
Okay.
But it's out of stock.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, text me that website. I kind of want to browse around. Either way, you can keep commenting on the 94KX Facebook page. Thank you so much for participating. Chad Evans is up next. He'll have news and AccuWeather on the way. As always, we love to end it with a thought for the day. And Chad, you have one that is candy related.
I did. I thought it would be appropriate for us to have a thought for the day that had to do with candy. So here goes. The great thing about candy is that it can't be spoiled by the adult world. Candy is innocent. And all Halloween candy pales next to candy corn, if only because candy corn used to appear, like the great pumpkin, solely on Halloween.
Bravo, except for the candy corn part.
Yeah.
Candy corn's okay. I'll eat it just to eat it. It's not something that I crave. Nope. I'd rather have the Reese's peanut butter cups.
Nope.
But I do like on this day that there's a lot of anxiety. There's a lot of feelings going on, emotions. It's nice to think about candy and the fact that it can't be spoiled by the adult world. It is truly innocent.
Honestly, that was the perfect quote to wrap up the show on a post-election day when so many things are still up in air. Just go out and grab a piece of candy and everybody try to have a great Wednesday.
Have a good day, everyone.
Bye, guys.
Hey, guys. The Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.